Gold Central Victoria with the Steve Miller Band, Rockin' Me. And at 8:45, as we do every Saturday morning at about this time, it's a very good morning to Brian Reid with the motoring segment. How are you going, Brian?
Going very well, Ellie, and a big welcome to all who've come from all parts of Australia and even further afield, I guess, to one of Australia's major swap meets.
Oh, it's huge. I was driving past at about 5:15 this morning and there were already 30-odd people lined up to get in.
Well, I hope they all have a great time up there, Ellie, and I hope they find that elusive part or the great bargain that they're looking for to remind them of their visit to our part of the world.
Now, a historic Sandown last weekend. What do you have to report for us, Brian?
Well, last weekend was the 25th anniversary meeting and it paid tribute to the great Sir Jack Brabham, who won his third world championship 50 years ago in a car bearing his own name. That was the fabulous Brabham BT19 Repco V8. The car was on display. It attracted lots of admirers, but the feature race on the program, or races, were for the Shannon's Insurance Formula 5000 Challenge between Australia and New Zealand. The other main events were for Formula Juniors as part of the Diamond Jubilee World Tour, and it attracted drivers from England, Scotland, New Zealand, the USA, Canada, South Africa, and, of course, Australia. But I think the best racing on the program, Ellie, was provided by the huge field of Formula Fords. It was close, fast, and really high-class driving. And it was great to run into two winners of our giveaway tickets. We've had our very difficult quizzes on over the last few weeks. Look, they had grins from ear to ear. They loved the racing, and for one, it was his first visit back to Sandown in 40 years.
Oh, that's fabulous. Now, the V8 supercars from New Zealand last weekend.
Over at Booker Coe, it pops out over there because the season's drawing to a close. Saturday's races saw the Red Bull Commodores of Jamie Wincup and Shane Van Gisbergen dominate. They both had a win and a second place each. And Van Gisbergen is really closing in now in his first V8 championship. Sunday's race was a welcome return to the winner's circle for Mark Winterbottom's Ford, while Wincup and Van Gisbergen again controlled the fourth race of the weekend. So the 888 Commodores are on the brink of a 1-2-3 finish in the Drivers' Championship. Who comes out on top won't be decided until the season finale in Sydney. That'll be the Coates Hire Sydney 500 on December the 2nd to the 4th.
And all the way over to Shanghai in China, Mark Webber had a win.
Oh, he's doing a great job, isn't he, as his career comes to an end. The team of Mark Webber, Timo Bernard and Brendan Hartley dominated the penultimate round, the World Endurance Championship for sports cars, and their win cemented Porsche as the World's Manufacturers' Championship victors for 2016. And with Webber and his team, it was four out of five wins in the last races, so he's going out on a high. But the driver's title is going to go right down to the wire. There are only 17 points separating the leading Toyota and the number two Porsche 919 hybrid. That's not Mark's car, it's the other one. Final race for 2016 will be in Bahrain next weekend. It will decide the World Endurance Championship driver's title and will be the farewell race for Australia's great racer, Mark Webber.
It would be great to see him go out with a win, wouldn't it?
It would be fantastic.
Yeah. Now, it's the final round of the World Rally Championships in Australia too, Brian.
Yes, 75 entries received for the final round of the World Rally Championship, and that's to be hosted by Australia. It's up at Coffs Harbour this coming week. French ace Sebastian Ogier has already stitched up the World Championship. It's his fourth title, actually, in the all-conquering VW Polo. But the battle for WRC2 honours is still well and truly on, and the event also incorporates Rally Australia, the Australian Rally Championship. That's up for grabs too, with the closest contest this year in the history of the championship. Just 6 points separate the top three competitors. Simon Evans, he's the oldest driver in the oldest car. Yeah. Molly Taylor, now she would become the first female driver to win the title if she's successful. And Harry Bates, who at 21, he would become the youngest winner. So there's a lot at stake up there.
Sure.
And Rally Australia will also farewell the mighty VW Polo. That's the car that has dominated international rallying in recent years. VW has announced its withdrawal from the sport. It's got a few other issues to address right now.
Well, I hope Molly can win for the girls.
Look, it'd be fantastic.
Sure.
Her mother was a great rally navigator, and to see Molly up there with that title would be fantastic.
Now, finally, Brian, you wanted to have a word on the Brazilian Grand Prix.
Yeah, just a quick one. Formula One this weekend is the Brazilian Grand Prix. It will have a new world champion to talk about next week if the current points leader, Nico Rosberg, wins. But latest from Brazil, I checked this morning, has Lewis Hamilton quickest in practice. That's not surprising. Then Rosberg, then the two Williams cars, which is a bit of a shock. And Daniel Ricciardo is in fifth place at this stage. But it's early days, Ali, and a full report next Saturday.
Lovely. Thank you for keeping us up to speed with the motoring world. I love it. Thanks, Brian.
Good on you, Ali. All the best.
I'll speak to you next weekend. The Motoring Show with Brian Reed. Thanks to Perrows Automotive Paints in Breen Street, Bendigo.